Dr. Pensky dictating a male IME on Efrain, E-F-R-A-I-N, Lugo, L-U-G-O. Efrain Lugo is a 50-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 3-14-22, but he was delivering mail to Egg Harbor Township. Apparently he was pulling mail on a pallet and hurt his right knee. Apparently he did not describe if he twisted, fell, or struck the knee. Apparently he did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus that was repaired surgically. In November 2022, he is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the records supplied, he filed a claim petition alleging on 3-14-22 he was pulling a pallet full of mail and injured his right knee. Period. Medical records show he was seen at Riverside Urgent Care on 4-15-22, come on more than a month after the subject event. Period. He stated at work on 3-14-22 he was pulling a heavy pallet with a pallet jack and heard a pop and felt discomfort in his right knee. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with acute pain of the right knee. Period. X-ray showed no acute bony abnormalities. Period. He was advised to rest, apply heat, elevate, and an ACE rep. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Joseph Bernardini on 5-2-22. Period. On this occasion, Mr. Lugo stated he was pulling the pallet jack towards him and heard a pop, and following the pop, he felt burning sensation in the knee. Period. This continued throughout the night, and it became unbearable. Period. Any movement caused him to have pain and hard for him to straighten his legs. Period. He underwent x-rays, noting he was a big, burly fellow with large legs. Period. There was no evidence of trauma, comma, congenital anomaly, comma, calcifications, comma, fracture, subluxation, or dislocation, or evidence of arthritis of any kind. Period. The tibial frontal joints were normal. Period. There was no effusion, redness, or warmth at the knee upon exam. Period. He stood 5'10", weighed 295 pounds. With a BMI of 42.32. Period. Dr. Bernardini placed him on Voltaren and activity modifications. Period. He remained symptomatic and on 7-13-22 underwent an MRI of the right knee to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. On 11-2-22, Dr. Bernardini performed partial medial meniscectomy for the postoperative diagnosis of right knee medial meniscal root tear. Period. He had an ultrasound on 11-15-22 that showed no right lower extremity evidence of deep brain thrombosis. Period. His progress continued to be monitored by Dr. Bernardini through 12-2022. Period. This was his second postoperative visit for the right knee. Period. Dr. Bernardini expressed there was mild arthritis in the medial compartment. Status post partial medial meniscectomy. Period. He was encouraged to continue a home exercise program and weight loss. Period. He was reaching maximum medical improvement with regard to his meniscus pathology. Period. He was attending physical therapy and wearing a compression sleeve for support. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He stated he walked 3 miles on the day before the exam and his knee felt sore afterwards. Period. Extremities lowered and inspection revealed swelling of the right knee. It appeared there was healed scarring about the left shin that he attributed to barbed wire. It appeared normal through. He was tender at the left knee, anteriorly, superiorly, and medially, but there was none on the right. It appeared under knee maneuvers, McMurray's maneuver on the right was positive, but was negative on the left. Period. He was unable to get in position to have Apley's compression or Lockman's maneuver done, so they were deferred. For the remainder of the provocative maneuvers were negative in the seated position. Lumbosacral. He was able to stand on his heels and toes, complaining of pain in the right knee. Pretty changed positions fluidly, and was able to squat to 40 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions on 3/14/22. Efrain Lugo was pulling on a pallet of mail and somehow injured his right knee. Period. He was seen at urgent care on 4/15/22 and was simply diagnosed with knee pain, for which he was begun on medications. Period. He then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Bernardini. Period. He noted the results of x-rays. Period. Right knee MRI was done on 7/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. On 11/2/22, Dr. Bernardini performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with physical therapy postoperatively. Period. Dr. Bernardini continued to see him through 12/20/22. Period. In paragraph, the current examinations found Mr. Lugo to be obese, if not extremely obese. Period. He ambulated without Intellia and did not use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. He had full range of motion of the right knee, although there was some swelling there. Period. There was no overt instability with provocative maneuvers. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. But this is for the orthopedic residuals of a meniscal tear treated surgically by partial medial meniscectomy. Period. End.